lot together with the help of Jomo Kenyatta. We managed to establish a liaison. I was liaison officer. And I went to follow up. You see, I worked at that time for a tremendous shoe company. And business was booming. And in any business, you want to expand. And so we sent a sales rep to the Congo. And he called us back and said, forget it. We said, why forget it? He said, it's no good. We don't want to put a shoe factory in the Congo. And people here don't wear shoes. And then we didn't hear from the guy again. So they sent me to follow up, see what the story is, give him a full report. I went there, and I was loving life. I mean, at that time, the Belgian Congo was magnificent. It was magnificent. We called it Paris in Africa. I mean, it was amazing. The nightclubs, the women, the wine, the song. Plus, I was on full expense account, trying to, you know, woo a local company into allowing us to set up a shoe company there. I was there 3 weeks, 4 weeks, running a big bill, champagne. I was taking people out to dinner. I was taking road trips. I figured, this is perfect. I can't let this end. Finally, I knew I had to call the office and let them know what the hell's going on, because I knew the bills would be coming in. So I called up the boss man. I said, hey, Mr. Boss Man, this is wonderful here. The possibilities are limitless. By all means, yes, nobody here wears shoes.
Don't touch that dial. There's more of the best of Greece coming up on a Saturday morning.
Ooh, that is nice.
On DC 101.
Unbelievable. Newt Gingrich, whose formal complaint last year set in motion the investigation of House Speaker Jim Wright, because he had an unusually high 55% book royalty. His book. All these guys writing books, huh? All these guys want to be
paperback writers. Huh?
Jump a Jiminy Cricket. Has everybody got to write a book here? Sir or madam, won't you sell their books? It took them days to write. Won't you take a look? It takes lots of money to be living here. Their wives need a job doing nothing here. Paperback writing. Paperback writing. It's a boring story by some boring men. We'll be lucky if we sell 9 or 10. But the union guys are really on Jim's side. Yeah, they're on the job by 10,000. Paperback writing. Paperback writing. Paperback writing. Wow! All these politicians are writing a stinking book. It's 100 pages, give or take a few. With 100 more, there'll be volume 2. Sure, it ain't a novel and it's got no style, but the tax write-off will really make you smile. Paperback writing. Paperback writing. If you really like it, you could have the rights, but you'd lose $1 million on them overnight. The ethics now may be questionable here, but they need the box, so they want to be paperback writers. Paperback writers! Who's going to be next, huh? Paperback writers! Will they discredit me when I write Born Bulky? Huh? They say it's a conflict of interest. The Grease Man, Boss Jock on DC 101, has written a book called Born Bulky. His unusually high 90% royalty fee leads us to believe that something is afoot. Something is amiss. Something is askew. Yes? Yeah.
It's another Saturday morning with the Best of Grease Man show on DC 101.